just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me crying? Can you hear me crying? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it's hump day here at the flip side. It's Wednesday, April the 4th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Well, today was kind of interesting, sort of. Got up early this morning and switched on CNBC to see how the talking heads were salivating over the ADP report. Most were expecting the ADP report to come in showing 217,000 jobs created in the private sector. Their enthusiasm waned as soon as the number came out at 209,000. It always amazes me watching CNBC with this bogus ADP report. I mean, they all know it's bogus and has never panned out of what is anticipated and what the actual reading is, but it gives them a good opportunity to air their views on how smart they are, financially speaking. Well, the Dow obviously disappointed the folks by moving into its second biggest loss of the year. And as true to form on CNBC, who did they have at the ready to give us his expert trading advice? Dennis Gartman. Oh, I knew just how this day was going to turn out.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, Vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Wednesday. And let me just quick run down the closing prices today. Gold closing down $27 at $16.18. Silver off $1.35 at $31.22. The Dow, although briefly below 13,000, managed to close above 13,000 at 13,074. NASDAQ still holding above 3,000. Who knows for how long, closing at 3,068. Crude oil off $2.54, a barrel of crude at $101.47. It's pretty evident what Ben Bernanke, the Fed, and the bullion banks are attempting to do right now. Ben Bernanke is trying to instill confidence in the bogus stock market, and at the same time he is doing everything in his power, together with the bullion banks, to cause people to lose confidence in the only real money out there. After all, how can you peddle worthless paper where people have no confidence? while you've got real money out there that people have confidence in. So it's a concerted effort on the half of the bullion banks and the Federal Reserve to try and shake people's confidence in real money. It's pretty transparent what they are doing. But as Jim Sinclair says today, the current action this week in gold and silver is doing nothing more than coiling the spring. And as they coil the spring even tighter than physics will allow, when gold and silver do make a breakout on the upside, it's going to be something to behold. And so I put my faith and trust in Jim Sinclair over Dennis Gartman any day of the week. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Nolan, North Carolina. Hey, Nolan.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I was going back over one of your shows and you was talking about getting silver and a way to get it if you can't order in those packages where it's $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So I started going to my local silver and gold buyers, and I'm finding coins named Walker Liberty and Liberty Silver Eagle. Those are good?
Yep. Oh, sure.
Okay.
Walking Liberty half dollars. Well, that's the original design that they used for the American Silver Eagle. Walking Liberty half dollars are very popular.
These is actually 1 ounce. I got a 1 ounce.
Oh, you got the 1 ounce American Silver Eagles?
Coin, yep. I got about four of them now. Then I got a bar at .99999 fine silver.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, all that's good. I mean, silver, you know, it is a very affordable metal. And the fundamentals for silver, irrespective of what happens to the market on a day-to-day basis, this is the simple facts about silver. They are not mining enough silver to meet current demand. And at some point in time, that realization is going to hit home. And when it does, don't discount triple-digit silver prices.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen. The only thing I can't tell you, Nolan, is when it's going to happen.
Right. My thing is, I can't, right now, I'm not financially in a position to buy $3,000-$4,000 worth, but I figured, I mean, like, this 1 ounce bar, I paid $42 for it. Was maybe a month ago.
Let me give you some advice, and you will see this for yourself. If you buy small quantities of silver on a regular basis, you know, whatever you can afford, whether it's just buying 1 ounce here or 1 ounce there or a couple of ounces every now and again, you will be shocked and amazed how quickly you can build up a fairly sizable inventory of silver. Just look at it as a forced savings or you know, don't make it complicated, and don't think for a second because you can't spend $1,000 or $2,000 here or there that, you know, you are priced out of the market. No way are you priced out of the market.
Okay. Well, my concern was just the purchasing the right coins. And I went ahead and took these names down, and I said, okay, I'm going to try to get you on the phone. So if I keep doing this $40 here and there under these Walker Liberty, Liberty Silver Eagle, American Liberty, I'm going the right way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. I sure appreciate it.
All right, brother. Okay.
Hey, I got your email, too. I wanted to get on your email. You know, I don't know if you do, like, newsletters or whatever, but
I don't do a newsletter. I leave that to Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman has a newsletter he does.
Okay. That's with Republic. What's the gold and silver y'all under?
Yeah, Republic Trading Group.
Republic Trading Group. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, Nolan, I'll do you a favor. If you send me an email, I'll send you a complimentary a copy of Bob Chapman's latest newsletter. And I'll have to warn you, it takes a while to get through a single edition of Bob Chapman's newsletter. It's pretty lengthy. So
okay.
if you just send me an email, my email address is robnoel1, the numeral 1, at me.com, and I'll send you a complimentary copy.
Me.com? Me?
M-E, like me.
Okay. Great. I so appreciate it. Thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, buddy. All right, my friend. You know, a lot of people seem to think that they are priced out of the market when it comes to gold, but you know, with silver at $30, everybody can afford to start accumulating silver at $30. And for small quantities of silver, you know, my best advice to you is find a local coin dealer in your area and make friends with him, because it's very beneficial to have a friendly coin dealer in your neighborhood. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out, be right back, and change the topic 180 degrees. We'll be back after this.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For this Wednesday. You know, it always amazes me, some of the emails I get from listeners when I briefly mention a particular subject. The other day we had a caller, I believe, from Oregon. And we had a brief conversation about the Holocaust. And it's always amazing the response you get whenever, you know, the Holocaust is brought up as a subject. Because by and large, talking about the Holocaust is taboo. And so this morning I had a laugh when I saw Christopher Ruddy's piece on Newsmax.com coming to the defense of Rush Limbaugh and why everybody should be supporting Rush Limbaugh, because Rush Limbaugh is standing up for freedom of speech. Now, I know Christopher Ruddy is delusional, but his op-ed piece today was more delusional than most of the fluff that he writes about. And so I found it rather amusing that here you have Christopher Ruddy, part of the lunatic right, talking about Rush Limbaugh defending freedom of speech. When across the aisle, if you will, over at Huffington Post, there's an article today by M.J. Rosenberg, who's the senior foreign policy fellow for Media Matters, which is hated by everybody on the right because it's so left-wing. And I always enjoy reading M.J. Rosenberg's stuff just simply because he's been identified by the Zionist media as a self-hating Jew. And he has an article today that should be required reading for everybody. It's entitled Freedom of Speech, Except When It Comes to Israel. He says this: it would be funny if it wasn't so creepy. An author or journalist can write about anything he wants about the United States, or in fact about any foreign country, without causing legions of critics to question the propriety of his doing so. That is, unless the subject of the author's work is Israel. Think about it. Books have accused FDR of having advanced knowledge of Pearl Harbor, while others argue that the U.S. government, in the form of the FBI, CIA, or even Vice President Lyndon Johnson, had Kennedy killed. In other words, books that accuse U.S. presidents and U.S. government agencies of high treason are okay. This is America, and authors and journalists and bloggers can write what they like, so long as it's not libelous.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This Wednesday, talking about an M.J. Rosenberg article today entitled Freedom of Speech Except When It Comes to Israel. And he sets up his article by saying in America there are numerous books authored accusing various government agencies, even former presidents and various others of all kinds of past actions. However, when it comes to talking about Israel, Israel's in a class of its own. And he is referring to a book written by a South African Jew, Peter Beinart, entitled The Crisis of Zionism, that's just come out this week. Now, Peter Beinart is a self-described liberal Zionist. And what Rosenberg is pointing out in his article is how so many people on the left and the right are now attacking Beinhardt for writing this book about the current crisis facing Zionism. Even his former boss at the New Republic, Martin Peretz, had this to say about Beinhardt's book. It is a narcissistic book, and the narcissism of privileged and haughty people is never particularly attractive. I always knew Beinhart as being a very vain man. And then he goes on to point out other attacks that Beinhart's books has received. And I guess in large part the attack on Beinhart is because he exposes AIPAC as being utterly uninterested in any other value other than the power it creates for itself. In particular, he points out the power that AIPAC has to intimidate Congress. And in the book, he demonstrates how the Holocaust is blatantly exploited to build support for Netanyahu and the occupation, even by organizations like the American Jewish Committee. As I said, it's always interesting when you bring up the Holocaust and how it's such a taboo subject. But the facts are the facts. Outside of Beinhart's book, there was another controversial book called The Holocaust Industry. And this caused great consternation in Europe as well as America. And it was written by a professor from City University of New York, Norman Finkelstein. In the book, Normal Finkenstein points out, as well as documents, how Israel and the Zionists have been exploiting the Holocaust for decades in order to push the Zionist agenda. And what is more disturbing to the Zionists and those that support Zionism is he brings up facts about the Holocaust that deserved questions to be asked. He points out in his book an authoritative study that was done by Leonard Dinnerstein, who reported that 60,000 Jews walked out of concentration camps within a week. More than 20,000 of them had died. And yet, as he points out, the Holocaust industry demanded from Germany compensation for 135,000 still living former camp inmates. On page 83 of his book, he notes that the Israeli Prime Minister's office recently put the number of living Holocaust survivors at nearly a million. On page 127, he further notes, if 135,000 former Jewish slave laborers are still alive today, some 600,000 must have survived the war. That's at least a half a million more than standard estimates. If Jews only constituted 20% of the surviving camp population, and as the Holocaust industry implies, 600,000 Jewish inmates survived the war, then fully 3 million inmates in total must have survived. By the Holocaust industry's reckoning, concentration camp conditions couldn't have been that harsh at all. In fact, one must suppose a remarkably high fertility and remarkably low mortality rate. If, as the Holocaust industry suggests, many hundreds of thousands of Jews survived, the final solution couldn't have been so efficient after all. Now, the thing that caused a lot of critics of Normal Finkelstein severe discomfort was the fact that both his parents were survivors of the Warsaw Ghetto and the Nazi concentration camps. Now, outside of the well-documented case of the Holocaust industry, there's also the interesting case of Simon Wiesenthal, the Nazi hunter. And there's ample documentation to prove beyond all reasonable doubt that Simon Wiesenthal is a fraud. And he was never in a concentration camp. And the biggest myth that Simon Wiesenthal helped perpetuate, that the Germans manufactured soap from the corpses of murdered Jews. Now, according to this tale of human soap, the letters RIF were stamped in bars of German-made soap, which allegedly stood for pure Jewish fat. In reality, the initials stood for National Center for Industrial Fat. Wiesenthal promoted the human soap legend in articles published in 1946 in the Austrian Jewish Community paper. In an article entitled RIF, and Wiesenthal wrote this: the terrible words transport for soap were first heard at the end of 1942. It was in the Polish government, and the factory was in Belzec from April 1942 until May 1943. 900,000 Jews were used as raw materials in this factory. After the corpses were turned into various raw materials, Wiesenthal wrote, The rest of the residual fat stuff was used for soap production. He went further in this article in stating, after 1942, people in the general government knew quite well what the RIF soap meant. The civilized world may not believe the joy with which the Nazis and their women in the general government thought of this soap. In each piece of soap, they saw a Jew who had been magically put there and had thus been prevented from growing into a second Erich Eichmann. In another imaginative article penned by Simon Wiesenthal in 1946, entitled The Belzec Soap Factory, Wiesenthal alleged that masses of Jews were exterminated in electrocution showers. In the article, he said, the people pressed together and driven on by the SS, the Tavians and Ukrainians, go through the open door into the bath. 500 persons could fit at a time. The floor of the bath chamber was made of metal and shower heads hung from the ceiling. When the room was full, the SS turned on the 5,000 volts of electricity current in the metal plate. At the same time, water poured from the shower heads. A short scream and the execution was over. An SS chief physician named Schmidt determined through a peephole that the victims were dead. The second door was opened and the corpse commander came in and quickly removed the dead. It was ready for the next 500. Well, today no serious historian accepts the stories that Jewish corpses were manufactured into soap or that Jews were electrocuted to death in Belzec. Wiesenthal's imaginative view of history is not limited to the 20th century. In his 1973 book, Sales of Hope, he actually argued that Christopher Columbus was a secret Jew and that his famous voyage to the Western Hemisphere in 1492 was actually a search for a new homeland for Europe's Jews. And so, to Christopher Ruddy, Rush Limbaugh is defending freedom of speech. Well, until Rush Limbaugh starts talking about the Holocaust industry, he sure ain't defending freedom of speech. That's one subject that Rush Limbaugh will not touch in his lifetime. So I find all this brouhaha that is now being generated by Peter Beinhart's book is just simple confirmation of how the political debate and how the news coverage in the U.S. Is manipulated by the Zionists who control the news media. It's pretty obvious. And a sad commentary as well. Dan had the article posted up on my my website, but you can find it on Huffington Post, and just click on the little tab that says media. I'm not sure if I blew through a break or I've lost connection. Ah, there we are. Okay, you get me worried. I'm looking at my clock and saying, did I blow a break here, or is everything still okay? Well, you never know. Whenever you mention the Holocaust, anything can happen. So we're skipping the break. Okay. Well, that's good. And if we're skipping the break, I guess we can fit in one more story that I didn't manage to get to. And that is, about a week ago, I saw this little blurb about how the State Department would suspend your passport if you were delinquent on your taxes. And I was surprised I didn't see any other reporting about it. Well, surprise, surprise, today CBS Los Angeles has the story headlined, "Oh, the IRS, a bill currently before the House will suspend passport rights for delinquent taxpayers." And what I didn't know is that this piece of legislation, Senate Bill 1813, was introduced by none other than Senator Barbara Boxer. Why was I not surprised or shocked by this? In Section 40304 of the legislation, it states that any individual who owes more than $50,000 to the IRS could be subjected to denial or revocation or limitation of their passport. I thought this was a pretty important story, but I was amazed that it didn't register for such a long period. Well, it finally made it today, so we'll have to wait and see how that all pans out. And let's see, what else we got to look forward to? Oh, yes, tomorrow we get another slew of economic numbers that could no doubt affect the market, and that's initial jobless claims, which will set the tone for the day. And just a reminder, we are on a shortened week because of Good Friday, as all markets will be closed in observance of Good Friday. I have no idea if the the Labor Department is going to report the jobs number tomorrow or wait till Monday. We'll just have to wait and see on that one. Well, my friends, unless my clock is wrong, we got a minute. Well, my clock may be wrong, or maybe I'm just getting old. Who knows? Coming up the top of the hour, Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix, and reminder, Friday, Charles Carlson is putting together a special Good Friday show, and that should be something I'm looking forward to, at least, because he did tantalize me last Friday with the subject matter that he wants to deal with. So outside of that, my friends, I pretty much have said all there is to say. Outside of a little bit of good news before I leave you, judging by what I'm seeing in the Asian markets, looks like the Asians are thankful for Ben Bernanke and the bullion bankers driving down the price of gold over the last few days. And it looks like they once again doing what they normally do. They buy the dips. Anyway, now it's time for me to say, till tomorrow, see you bye.